At this hour, there's a gathering getting underway in Honolulu. It's to mark the day that an atomic bomb, dubbed a little boy, would unleash energy so powerful it would kill an estimated 140,000 Japanese citizens and injure thousands more living in the city of Hiroshima. A few days later, a second bomb would fall on the city of Nagasaki. And 2 days later, Japan would surrender to U.S. forces. In Japan this week for that ceremony to remember the horror of that bomb are a group of a dozen Hawaii students taking part in a prestigious YMCA exchange program. We spoke with three of them just after a peace bell was rung at the Hiroshima Memorial Peace Park. Danielle Tarawaki, a senior at Kalani High School, is of Japanese ancestry. She was one of thousands in attendance. She shared with us how difficult it was to get through a museum full of moving and still images depicting the brutal suffering of families during that time.
I had a really hard time watching all the films and looking at all the pictures because we learn about this stuff in school, but we don't learn all the scary stuff. We learn the politics behind it. We learn this is why it happened, but we don't learn in much detail like what happened on the Japan side. We learn mostly about how this event affected the United States, but walking through the museum gave me really a better understanding of how bad it really was for the people of Hiroshima during that time. So that's what made it very difficult, I guess, knowing that people of my country did that to the people of Hiroshima. They only teach us that, oh, they bombed us first, so we're going to bomb them back, and that's it. That's really all you learn in school, and I think coming here and really learning the details is really important because understanding both sides is really important to, like, conflicts like this. And then just being able to make all these new friends here and to help maintain the peace between our two countries is really important.
For two other students, Krista Reese and Joey Agu, juniors at Mililani High School, this was the second trip to Japan. Joey Agu also shared that the images of this trip have been haunting and overwhelming. Some have been hard to process for young, impressionable minds. You can understand the harsh reality of war is hard to shake. Joey shared how she was struck by one particular image now burned in her brain.
Some of the images are of the hibakusha, or those who survived the bomb. It showed, like, their bodies, like, burnt, or, like, their faces burnt so bad, like, you can't see their features or you can't distinctively, like, see who they are or what they look like because they were so badly injured from the bomb. Images like that filled the museum along with, like, artifacts. I think the artifacts hit us harder because it was, like, right in front of you. There was one of a tricycle that was so badly burned. It wasn't still intact. It wouldn't look like a tricycle. It was so burned and rusted. It was from a little boy that was riding his tricycle outside his home at the time of the bomb, and the tricycle was all that was recovered next to his body. So the family sent the tricycle to the museum.
A little boy's end at the hands of a bomb called the little boy. The students say they were also moved by an impassioned message for peace delivered by two little sixth graders at the bell ringing ceremony. Krista Reese says the experience has changed her. She recalled the tough talk and threats of world leaders that created so much stress last summer.
I think that after not only the ceremony, but also the exchange program, that I'm a new person. Like, I have way more international friends, not only in Japan, but Taiwan, Singapore. Like, it's so exciting to know more people. And the way we stop wars is by having friends, by giving each other love and appreciation and understanding each other's cultures.
Thank you. That was the sound of bells ringing in Hiroshima at a ceremony marking the dropping of the atom bomb. The voices you heard are from our peace scholars, students from Oahu who are spending several weeks traveling in Japan as part of the YMCA exchange program with our sister city.